For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
We give all glory, we turn all glory and honor to you, Jesus. The mysterious three in one God. We say, Allah, be your name, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are holy. Holy is your name. Righteous are you, Jesus.
Father, we worship you. Appreciate his presence and say, Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the blessing of the anointing. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. I want you to begin to talk to your maker, your God, my Lord. Father, we give you all the praise. I want you to talk and say, Father, I love you. Reveal yourself unto me, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, I love you. Reveal yourself unto me. I've come to encounter you. I've come to experience you. Father, Lord, can we talk to God and say, you are my maker? Father, we worship you. As a church, we honor you. Hey, Alabahaya. Ah, hey, Lord, we give you the praise. We honor you. Hey, take advantage of this moment and begin to talk to God. Commit your expectations to God. Your challenge is not everything bows at the presence of God. I want you to begin to present your heart desires to God. Father, Lord, I need this. I need you to show me this. I need this aspect of my life to be sorted out. Come on, take it, Prana Malanda, Caprana Malanda, Caprana Malanda, Boyanada, Boyanada, Boyanada. Tell God you expect a testimony. You expect a transformation. Come on, begin to talk to God. Father, Lord, I need a job. I need a relationship. I need a financial settlement. I need a healing. I need a miracle. I need a turnaround in my life and destiny. Father, Lord, grant me that touch. Kina man de get the breaker, the lender get the brana malanda gabra da balagada. Kiana namayala de abateke di baragade. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hallelujah. Can we say, Father Lord, speak to me as your word is about to come. Speak to me. My heart is open. My heart is open to receive of you. Speak to me. May the word of God bring transformation in my life. May the word of God bring a change. May I not be the same after encountering you. May I not be the same. May the word of God change me. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Speak a word to everyone this evening. Cause us, every one of us, to have an encounter, a transformation that will change us. Speak your word to us, Lord Jesus. Speak your word to us, Lord Jesus. Cause your word to transformation that we need. Manteke barada bayakadeya. Balada kadabrada kadeya. Speak your word to us, Lord Jesus. Let the word break every barrier, every resistance, every stronghold in our life. May the word of God break it. Break it, every stronghold. I take authority over every hardened heart. I take authority over every barren mind. Tonight it bear results. Thank you, Lord, for this conference. Thank you for your faithfulness. Father, we give you all the praise. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We can take our seat.
Praise God. How many of you are happy to be here? This evening is your day in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want to welcome each and every one of us to this service, to this conference, the second day. Hallelujah. Everyone that is not here is not meant to be here. The one that is supposed to be here. And I know your life will not remain the same forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm happy to see some people and somebody I've been inviting today is finally in our church. Hallelujah. Welcome your neighbor and say, I'm happy to see you. See, I'm happy to see you. Welcome to this conference in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, this is our ministers and leaders conference. It's meant for pastors, it's meant for church workers, it's meant for leaders in one capacity or other. Hallelujah. The fact that you're here means you recognize that you're a leader. Is that not true? Every one of us is a leader in one capacity or the other. If you're not leading a human being, in case you're not leading any other person, you are leading yourself. You are the one who takes your leg where to go to. So you see, you need to educate your mind. Hallelujah. We had a powerful talk about this morning about the power of mindset. Once your mindset can change, your life will change. Altogether, once your reasoning can change, your life will be compelled to change. You are a product of your thought life. The way you spend money reveals the way you think. Is that not true? The kind of places you go to reveal the way you think. The kind of food you eat, you reveal the way you think. Hope you know that. Is that true? I believe your heart will be open to be blessed this evening. Hallelujah. Now the theme for the conference is the whole body of Christ. Yesterday we looked at something and I want to recap for those of us that are coming. We said that all of us are one body. All together. We said the condition to be part of the body is to be saved. Once you are saved, you belong to this body. All of us are one. Are we together? We say no part of the body is independent. We are all interrelated. We are all interdependent. And we are all codependent. Hallelujah. We say no part of the body is more important than another. I am not more important than you. You are not more important than me. Is that true? No church is more important than another. The charismatics are not more important than the Pentecostals. The Pentecostals are not more important than the Orthodox. The Orthodox are not more important than the Catholic. Every one of us is important. We are all needed. Are we together? Each body must function effectively. We said, once a body refuses to function correctly, it will affect the rest. We look at the necessity of every part. We look at the consequences when the part is broken. Hallelujah. When someone is not functioning, we see that. If you notice that, most of the biggest churches we have around are owned by Orthodox churches. When I say Orthodox church, do you understand what I mean? Example of Orthodox churches. One, Baptist, Equa, is that true? And local Jaco, one of the biggest churches, or some of the biggest churches are owned by the CAC. Is it true? Yes. Is it true? Anybody that knows local Javera? Is it true? Apart from the most of the biggest around local Goma here is CAC. You go to Napa, a big CAC, but mega structures owned by them. Hallelujah. I've been to all of them for services. And then when you step into the church, you see, on a Sunday morning, you see the seat as if people are very, very scanty. Now the issue is, if that church is full, Living Faith is full, Dunamis is full, this place is full, every church in Lokoja is full. On Sunday morning, people will see the room. And the churches are not big enough to contain the people we have in this city. See what I'm talking about? So if every church is full and every church is discipling somebody, the person that is stealing at Ganaja Junction is supposed to be in a church. If he's being taught in his church, the rate of rascalism will reduce in the city. So you see that one church is not functioning very well. It's affecting the whole system. Praise God. So you see that we all need to be together and all of us are part of the body. No need to castigate another church because we are all one. Anyone that is born again is part of the system. I will get that. It's like I said yesterday, if your brother is not born again, or your brother drinks or smoke, or your brother mormonizes, you cannot say he's not your brother. It's still your brother. The problem is he has a problem and you need to solve his problem. He's still part of the family. So anybody that is saved, even if he smokes Indian hemp and smokes LSD, he's still part of us. Do you understand that? He's still what? Part of us. We need to solve his problem, but we've had to accept that he's part of us. We cannot kick them away. They are part of us. Any church that stands for the gospel is part of the body. Hallelujah. Unless those that we know that they are outrightly antichrist. But every church, the Roman Catholic is part of the church. Roman Catholics will go to heaven. Okay, some people believe they will not go to heaven. You are totally on your own. You will meet them in heaven. Because once you confess Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you are born again. And the condition to be part of the body of Christ is salvation. Are we together? The cherubim and seraphim, those that wear white garments and walk on the road with their leg, you think they are not born again. So long as they have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, they are saved. And you will be shocked, we will meet them in heaven. Are we together? Every church, once you confess Christ and your Lord and personal Savior, you are part of the body. So let your mindset change. Once you meet them on the street, know that we are part of the body. Do you understand? Once you meet anybody, know that we are part of the body. That mindset will help you to be able to work with everybody. Respect every church. Respect what they do. And then you will truly be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. So like our team is the whole body, this evening we'll be looking at unity of the body. Unity of the body. Unity of the body. What are the conceptions about unity? What are the to understand what is unity? What are the benefits of unity? What are the causes of division in the church? Hallelujah. One of the religions in the whole world that is most disorganized or not united is the church. Hinduism is organized. Hope you know that. Confucianism, even the name is Confucian. But they are more organized than us. Stratonianism or all religion, Islamic, every religion is organized. You will never see a post by a Muslim insulting an imam. Have you ever seen a WhatsApp post by a Muslim insulting an imam? Have you ever seen it? None of us have seen it. Have you ever seen an Ifa priest worshipper did a post on Facebook or WhatsApp insulting all the native people in Lagos State? Have you ever seen it? How many of you have seen any post, again, another religion doing a post insulting men, their pastors or their religion leaders? How many of you have seen it? You see, none of us here have seen it. How many of you have seen a post insulting Daddy Adeboye? How many of you have seen a post insulting Bishop Oyedepo? How many of you have seen a post insulting W.F. Kumuyi? You have seen a post insulting Dr. D.K. Olukoya? You have seen a post insulting Babalola, all men of God? Who are the person that wrote that post? They are Christians. Is that not true? Yes. And you know that if you had and you told your friend your father is a bad father, he drinks and smokes, you don't respect your friend. You don't respect your father before your friend. Unconsciously, your friend disrespect your father. Is it true? Yes. If you come to your another, you just look at your father. This, you know. People respect you based on the way you are being presented to them. So we presented our men of God, our religious leaders, as thieves. We presented them as fake. We presented them as incompetent. We presented them as deceptive. So now, unbelievers have the audacity, the guts, the effrontery to write about them. Now, unbelievers write posts about churches and say that we are stealing money. And they have never been to any church. Somebody called the church, our church here one day, and said, he wanted to see, he called the official and they gave him a number, he wanted to see me. He said he's engineer, X, Y, Z. So he came to see me. And then we sat down. And this was a person looking for money from the church. His wife is sick or somebody is sick. He said that he cannot come to church and be clapping and be... He was begging me for money. But insulting Christians that we are clapping our hands and singing, he cannot be wasting his time. He needs money. You know what? I didn't preach to him. I didn't bother preaching to him. I gave him money. Far beyond his expectation. I gave him the money. Like, in thousands. Hallelujah. I gave him. And then he left. Because if I spoke to him, he wouldn't... is seeing we are clapping. Now, why did you come to the foolish people that are clapping? It's not true. If you are only clapping, now, why did you come to look? Are there no more moxies? He said he's even an imam. What? Are there no moxies? You passed many moxies from where you came to this church and picked our number from the signboard and called us. There are many moxies you go to. You see, there is why you can think like that, because we have presented ourselves like that. You don't know the spirituality of clapping. You don't know the spirituality of waving your hands. So people, we have insulted the church. We are insulting a particular church because people will insult us. Insulting another church because they do Ash Sunday. Insulting another church. The church is not united. Praise God. But I believe that this wisdom will come to you this evening, and then you will not be part of those confusion. You will be. You will have a different mindset about the church. Are we together? Your mind will change. The next time you see somebody acting foolishly, you will correct them. Or at least you will not be part of the confusion. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12 is our first text. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12. For as the body is one, hallelujah,
amen,
and has many parts, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, also is Christ. I mean, we are many, but we are one. Is that not true? We are many, but we are what? How many churches do we have in Lokoja or in Kogi State? How many churches do we have in Nigeria? We are many, is that not true? But we are what? One. In Genesis 11 from verse 1 to 10, it's a long story of the people build a tower. We call it the Tower of Babel. Remember that story? Bible says that they gathered, Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1 to 10. Genesis 11 from verse 1 to 10. Hallelujah. And the whole house was of one language. They were all having one language. All of them were speaking Hausa. You understand? And of one speech. Praise God. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and they dwelt there. Yes. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly or truly. And they had brick for stone and slam had they for mortar. Yes. And they said, go, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad onto the face of the whole earth. Yes, sir. And the Lord came down. That is God. When you see the Lord in the Bible, it's not talking about an angel. Because some people say God sometimes can mean angel. And it's very true. Is that correct? But when you see the Lord, it's God himself. So God came down and saw what they want to do. Verse 6. And God said, behold, these people are one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing. When God said nothing, is he talking about including himself? Is he talking about including himself? You don't want to answer. When God said nothing will stop them, is he talking about himself? Are there things God cannot stop? Are there things God cannot stop? Yes, no. Are there things God cannot stop? Well, are there things God will not stop? Do you understand a different question? Are there things God cannot stop? But there are dead things that God will never stop. Yes. There is nothing God cannot stop. Hallelujah. But there are things God will never stop. If today, Jesus Christ says no longer Jesus Christ, God will not stop him. Oh, you know that? Yes. The Bible says, so long as they are together, nothing will stop them. That means if two people agree and say we are going to achieve this goal, nothing will stop them. Do you understand? The church in Nigeria can seat any president and unseat him. Hope you know that. We can decide who becomes the president of this country. Because Christians are more than the Muslims in Nigeria. It's a statistical fact. And from the north, I remember during census, they count children, count people that are not even human beings. And the INEC officials are compelled to count. Yes. Hallelujah. Intentionally, they inflict because we are more than them. But the problem is, when it's time for election, one bishop will be saying, vote this. Another one will be saying, vote this. Another one will be saying, vote this. Another one will be saying, vote this. And then at the end, we have shared our vote. So like in Kogi State, like in my state, in my home state, Kaduna State, the Christians are the dominant population. But there has never been a Christian governor. We only had one by proxy, and then they killed him on seat. The Christian can never come together and say, we are bringing this person and we win. Because we are divided. No, this person is not equal. We are not voting him. This person is from Living Faith. We are not voting him. But as far as they are concerned, they just send one person. Their elders will gather and nominate one person and say, you go for us. And then once they get 10% from our side, they have won. Because the remaining 90% of our side, we have shared ourselves. Do you understand that? So unity of the body. I believe God will help us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you 5 Bible definitions of unity. The first definition of unity means to have the same central convictions. To have what? The same. Please, I want you to note the words I'm using. Praise God, because they are very, very important. It means to have the same central conviction. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 6. And then Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3. The same central convictions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We may agree, we may not agree on certain things. But the central cardinal point of Christianity, all of us agree on it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is unity. We agree on the same central things. What are the basic central things? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. These are the central things. Is that true? If you don't believe in speaking in tongues or you believe, that is not the central thing in Christianity. Is it true? Is it true? All of you are Pentecostal. I don't want to answer me. It is true. You must not believe in speaking in tongues. But if you believe in the Holy Spirit, you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in God the Father, these are the central truths in Christianity. You may not believe in water baptism. That's what I'm saying. If you don't speak in tongues, if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, will you go to heaven? If you don't want to, oh yeah, will you go to heaven? If you don't, all these things will not take you anywhere. The only central truth is the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and the God. Is that true? So that is unity. That is agreeing on this central truth. I am from a family that my 2 elder brothers are politicians. I hate their party with passion. Do you understand? I say even Jesus Christ should come out in that party, I will never vote him. But all of them are into the party with their blood and life. But when we are at home, we put party aside. We are all Adam's children. We talk on the same thing that has to do with the family. Do you understand that? We put aside our differences. They know I am their enemy, and I know they are our enemy when it comes to party. But as far as the family is concerned, we put aside our differences. So, Orthodox knows that speaking in tongues is not right. You don't believe in speaking in tongues. But so long as the central truth, you put that aside and we come together as one. America is the United States of America. They have a lot of big cities. A state in America can be like a nation in Africa, like Ghana. But when you touch America, it's no longer you're touching New Jersey. You're no longer touching Nevada. You're touching USA. Do you know what I'm talking about? So they can be fighting. You see, America, election. The election is on now. A fight between Republican, between Democrat. They are fighting. That Republican in America. You know that. After election, they come back, all of us. You touch America, you did not touch the Democrat. You touch America. So they put their differences aside and unite. So agreeing on the same central truth. Number 2. To be united means you are saying, having the same voice. You are what? Saying and having the same voice. Acts chapter 5 verse 29. And then 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11. And then Ephesians chapter 3 verse 7. All of us are having the same voice. All of us are saying the same thing. Do you understand? Bible said, then Peter and the other apostles, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, all of them are saying the same thing. Do you understand? What Peter is saying is the same thing that other apostles are saying. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11. And then 3 verse 7. All of us having the same voice and saying the same thing. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone minister, let him minister with the ability that God giveth. Do you know what this means? If you go to the Gina on Sunday morning, you are hearing them saying Jesus is Lord. If you go to Adavi on Sunday morning, you are hearing them there saying Jesus is Lord. If you go to Yabau East on Sunday morning, you are hearing them saying Jesus is Lord. If you go to Cotton Cafe on Sunday morning, all of us are saying the same thing. Do you understand? Come on, do you understand? Yes. All of us, that means we are united. We may not belong to the same church, but on Sunday morning, we are all saying the same thing. And our voice is the same. The third divination is in the same mission. Don't forget, I'm defining unity according to the Bible. We are having the same mission and what? The same goal. The same mission and the same goal. Praise God. The same mission and what? The same goal. The same. Matthew 28:18 is the mission of every church. All of us have the same mission. All of us have the same goal. Is that not true? What is our mission? The Great Commission. Is that not true? Yes. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. 19, sir. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All of us have the same mission. Every pastor has one vision. Every evangelist have one message, is to get people to be saved and to disciple them. The same thing in Mark 16:15. All of us, our aim is the same. There is nobody that is sent to heal people. Do you understand? Do you understand me, guys? There is nobody that is sent to only heal people. Healing can be a channel for salvation. Hallelujah. So all of us have the same mission. All of us have the same goal. And then if it's like that, then we are all united in that system. Are we together? Yes, number four. When a body is united, it means it has the same leader. And it has the same enemy. It has what? The same leader and what? The same enemy. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Revelation 12:10. You can read any one of them. You can have any one of them. For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as what? Christ is the head of the church. And is the savior of the body. Hallelujah. Amen. Who is the leader of every church? Okay, let me put it this way. Who should be the leader of every church? Because there are churches that Jesus is not the leader anyway. Is that not true? But who is our leader? Who is the leader of Christ Embassy? No, who is the leader of Christ of Embassy? No, not human leader now. Who is the leader? Christ, right? Who is the leader of Living Faith? Who is the leader of Redeem? Who is the leader of Shekinah Encounter Center? Who is the leader of Dunamis? Who is the leader of CAC? Who is the leader of Green Grass International? Who is the leader of any church? Hallelujah. Kobli Go International. Ezuzia Fire International. International Fire Brampton Ministry. So long as Christ is their leader, we are part of the body. Is that not true? Who is our enemy? The devil. Every church has one enemy. The devil is our enemy. Hallelujah. And we don't have... All the religions are against us. Hope you know that. Everything against in the world is against the church. But we succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Finally, to be united means you are under the same spirit influence. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 4 to 6. 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 4 to 6. And then Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4. We are under the same spirit influence. Praise God. The Bible says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but what? The same Lord. Now there are many musicians and there are many things, but it is the same spirit. Is that not true? The spirit behind the song is the same. So all of us under the same spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are misconceptions about unity. Four of them. Tell your neighbor, please hear what Apostle wants to say. There are basic four misconceptions about unity. And you need to know this one. Praise God. Number one is, now, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number one is that we are all equal. And we must be treated as such. If we are not equal, if we are not treated as well, we cannot be together. All of us are equal. Are we together? All of us are equal and we must be treated like that. All of us are equal. Romans 12 verse 4. All of us are equal. All of us, there is no difference between anybody. All of us, forget that there is a man of God. He is also a man. Is that not true? All of us are the same. Every church is the same. Every church is the same. The Roman Catholic is the same with Shekinah and Council Center. We are not the same, my brother. Don't you think it's tantamount to madness, insanity and schizophrenia symptoms for me to stand now and say Shekinah and Council are living faith? Don't you think I need medical attention? Won't you think I need medical attention? In one way, is this so close to living faith? One branch of living faith has closed this church. One a little branch alone. Not to talk of Barak, the central, Kadumu. How can they say that we are equal as living faith? Oh, no, we are not the same, my brother. Is that not true? We cannot be the same. We cannot be treated like, let's say, they say, men of God, move to this side. I will also move. But you know that I cannot sit down where Bishop Oyedepo is sitting down. Are we not men of God? All of us are men of God. So I will say now, all of us are men of God. Let our seat be the same. All of us should be sitting down in the same plastic chair with the man. All of us are men of God. Wouldn't you think I need something to treat me? That is the way many people are thinking. We are all equal. We are not equal. When I talk about this morning in Matthew 25 and 15, God gave some people 5 talents. He gave some people 2. He gave some 1. He said, according to what? Their ability. There are people that if you give them 5,000 to preach on Sunday morning, they will not be able to preach. They will hold their mic, they will start vibrating when they see crowd. Is that not true? Yes, but they can be people. Because their capacity that number. You see, Bishop Edebo is 15 to 50,000 people and he said he can preach 10 services and be going. Is that not true? Yes. We are not the same. You need to understand that so that we will be united. I will explain what is unity. You must understand that we are not equal. The Bible says, for as many as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Let me give you an example. Your body parts are not the same. Ben, right? If I want to slap you, one hand is coming to your eye, and one is coming to your lap. Which one will you easily stop? You stop your eye. Why? It's not also important. We are equal now. All of us are equal. Your eye is equal like a leg. Let kukuma be. See, we are not this. Even your body is telling you that your skull, your brain is protected by the spinal cord. No, by the skull. Is that true? Your heart is protected by the rib cage. The reason your spinal cord is protected by the vertebral column. Sensitive parts of your body have extra protection. You can live without both legs. You can live without both hands. You can live without both legs and both hands and both eyes. You can live without both legs and both eyes and your eyes. Can you survive? Can you live? You can. But can you live without your heart? Can you live without your lungs? Can you live without your... You see, your body is telling you that we are not all equal. That is the way the body of Christ... We are all the same. We are part of the body, but we are not equal. You cannot treat all of every... You must understand that as a foundation. We cannot be... In the back... Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two I want you to understand is that unity... The second misconception that people have is uniformity. Are you hearing me? Unity means what? Uniformity. Unity means similarity. Unity means oneness in style. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 5 to 6. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 12. All of us must be uniform. All of us must be similar. All of us must be one. If not, we cannot be united. Do you understand that? From verse 5. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 5. Hallelujah. And there are differences of administrations. Are you seeing that at all? But it is what? The same Lord. There are diversities of oppression. That means the way they do it. That their devil is praying. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God is speaking here and God is going to do something like that. That is the way he's talking. Is that not true? While I was just to Suleiman, somebody shout fire. Yeah. Is that not true? All of them, are they part of the body or not? Must they all be calm like they are the boy? Must everybody be shouting fire like I was just to Suleiman? You see that we must not be the same. Apostle Joseph Suleiman was sharing a story that one day he was invited to preach in one redeemed church. And the pastor that invited him came, you know, everybody in redeemed blood, everybody in redeemed behaves like daddy, like a Jew. He came and said, daddy is here and God is going to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. After everything, he went the way daddy walked and went and sat down. Apostle Joseph Suleiman said, oh boy, is he here? I'm going to preach. How will I survive this kind of place? You know the way he is, right? So, yeah. So when he came up, he was calm. He was calm. After he was not in it. Nobody even like out of water. He began to shout. And they just scream. I said, hey, so all of you can flow. Then he continued. So sorry, all of you were deceiving me before. Is that not true? We must not all be. The order of service in Shekinah Encounter Center must not be the same as the order of service in the Roman Catholic Church. That doesn't mean we are not different. We should start fighting ourselves. We must be different. I must not be wearing a robe and be wearing something. If I choose to wear suit, you must be able to appreciate that difference. Is that not true? Every pastor must not be wearing suit. If some people choose to wear native, that doesn't mean I should start fighting them. Come on, are you together? Some people can be wearing t-shirt and jeans. We must not, every church must not be taking Holy Communion. In case they don't believe in Holy Communion, we must not fight them. We must not all be similar. If some people decide to worship on Saturday, we are part of the body. 7 days Adventist, we are still part. If I decide to worship on Tuesday morning, it's your business. Worshiping on Tuesday morning, will it take you to hell? Worshiping on Thursday evening, that is your Sunday service, will it take you to hell? So that we major on the minors. All of us, we must not be similar. You must understand that. Because many people say unity is uniformity. The same. We must all be wearing tassel. We must all be wearing before you are a man of God. How can you say you are a man of God? I am not wearing collar. You are not a man of God. Every true man of God should wear a collar. Shut up. You must not be the same. Praise God. Praise God. If you don't believe on internet and another don't believe in internet, that is right. Don't fight them. You don't believe your pastor should drive a private jet and my church believes we should drive a private jet. You can drive forever. Your business. Is that not true? You're not talking. If your church believes that a man of God should not buy a private jet, why should a man of God be private jet? A man of God should be suffered like the rest of us. The man of God should be broke. The man of God should be taken so that he'll be able to identify. You know, I was with somebody at home this December 2019 and he was telling me that something happened after service and then he was walking out of the church and the reverend in charge was coming out and they were rubbing shoulder. He was saying, imagine, this is a real man of God. We can touch ourselves and we can play together. The man of God was struggling with him to come out of the church. That's a true man of God. Look at your pastor. Can you Paul energy, I say, Jesus is Lord. How many people are in your church? They are less than 200. If you allow the Paul energy for member to touch him, during the some people would kill him and stampede him. How do you know that? Your men of God, they don't even care about it. A lot of the Paul energy, I say, walk on the street. Some people will stampede him. Jesus Christ was almost stampeded. He had to enter a boat and move backwards. And they cannot enter the water. I hope you know that. Your pastor is nobody now. It's the truth. If you, some people want to touch the shoe of Dr. Paul Enetche because of how important it is. If somebody rubbed Dr. Paul Enetche, some people will remove their shirt and not wash it. Have you ever asked stories like that at all? That the other boy sat down in a chair and the man said, no, we'll sit on that chair. And then he just took the chair. I have heard of men of God coming to save Dr. Paul Enetche. I remember when he came to Kochi State. The pastor said that when he left, he told the hotel, I have booked for 1 week. Nobody should enter this room. Pay. Enter the room and pray. Talk to lie down on his bed. Your pastor is nothing now. So even if touching Kukuma, no problem. We are not the same. We must not be. We all know our men of God. If you don't fight that, forget about that and let's focus on the central truth. Because if you don't understand that, we will never be united. We must not all be uniform. My mentality is different from your mentality. All together? And then every man of God's mentality, he imparted to his members. And the members begin to think. That is why after a while, everybody in Christ's embassy is Babylon, Pastor Chris. Is it true? Is it true? Everybody in Dunamis is Babylon, Pastor Paul Enetche. After a while, you start acting like your pastor. After a while, you start dressing like him. See all the men of God in salvation ministry, they are playing suits. Bishop David Ibiomi. All of after a while, your mindset rubs on the people. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, we must not be the same. You must understand that foundational truth. Number three, we must all and be accorded equal privileges. That's what some people believe. And responsibilities. All of us must be given and accorded equal privileges. Luke chapter 6, verse 13. We must all be received the same way. We must all be accorded equal privileges and responsibilities. Luke 6:13. What does this say? Hallelujah. You know, all of you know that Jesus Christ had disciples, and then the Bible says, and when it was day, he called unto him what? Come on, let's read. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them what? So he had disciples, and then he had what? Apostles. Is it true? Come on, is it true? How many disciples does Jesus Christ have? Eh? How many disciples? Many. At the day they say we have 120. Is that not true? But then in the 120, he selected 12. In the 12, he selected 3. In the 3, he selected 1. Is that not true? He had 120, he picked 12. In the 12, he selected Peter, James, and John. In Peter, James, and John, there is John that he selected again. There was a situation, and then they had to ask, who is this question? Then even Peter was one of the three. Say, John, I'll ask this man, he'll answer you. You see, even Jesus didn't treat his disciples the same. So why do you want your pastor to treat everybody in church the same way? Do you understand that? Some people become angry when the pastor is focused or is treating somebody special. Why must he treat you special? Let me ask one simple question, one real question. If you're a pastor and there is somebody that gives you money, buys you food, what is that for you? And if there's a member that every time he sees his prayer request, collect transfer money from you, and then you have two phones, and then the two of them are ringing at the same time. One is that guy and the other one is the other guy. Who will you pick? Who will you pick? Oh. Okay, you call for the other guy. But you said the personality. He's a human being, right? People cannot be treated the same way. There are people that come to church and they're never in any unit, any department. And then when it's time for their wedding, they expect the church to be held as on their head. And then they are angry when somebody in a department is giving. Be treated like somebody that comes for rehearsal, sings every Sunday, and every day you come and say, this chair was not dusted very well. This usher safe. Just sit down and say, be careful. And then, yes! And people that behave like that. And then they want to be treated the same way. People cannot be treated like the same way in church. You must come to terms that you, if you want to be treated very important by your pastor, be important to him. Did you hear what I said? If you want your pastor to see you as important, be what? As busy as the ear the boy is, there are members that... Do you know that? As busy as Selman is apostle, there are people that when they call him, he picks. Is that not true? Everybody have multiple lines. Everybody at the top. They have a lot of lines. I have an MTN line now. Zeros of my popular MTN line. After a while, I will get another number. And then give selected people, when you want to call me, call this number. That one will be on vibration. There are people that, yes! Let me give you a secret. That's the way big men behave. You see that you keep calling them, they don't pick your call because it's a useless number. There is a whole line every big man has. That once it rings, it picks. I was watching You Bad Angel. How many of you know You Bad Angel? He was ministering in a live service. And then his phone rang. He said, Baby Angel is the name of his wife. He said, come and continue. My father, the Lord, is calling. Pastor Chris. He began talking on screen. Yes. Pastor Chris is his father. The daddy is calling. He picked on stage. Person, many people will call number. Camera. On the wall, he will leave the camera and go outside. There are numbers and there are numbers. So be important to your pastor. He will call you. And there are times when I'm on a radio, nobody can reach me, but there are numbers I see on other people, certain people that can call me. Based on their importance. So we cannot be treated the same way. After a while in the church, a pastor has a way of celebrating important him. There are those that will never be important when that is the way you will rate them. Altogether, so we must not, so in case you are not treated, that means you are not being doing the correct thing. And don't treat it the hard way. We cannot all be treated the same way. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 14 I want us to understand is that we must not forget it's the ministers conference or his word. That is why we only have praise and worship. Praise God. Now, misconception that all people have is that we must all be under one umbrella. We must all be unity. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2 verse 5. One umbrella. Galatians 2 8. Verse 8, sir. Sorry, sir. Hallelujah. For he that wrote effectually in Peter to what? To the apostleship of what? The circumcision. That is the Jew. The same was mighty in me toward what? All of us. You know the Roman Catholic Church? What we call the mother church. You know that? Are you aware? That is every church. The truth is, every church came out of the Roman Catholic Church. That is it. It started from Presbyterian. Everybody came out from the Roman Catholic Church, the mother church. Now, everybody cannot still be under. You know, can? Christian Association of Nigeria. Everybody cannot be under. Now, we have PFN. Everybody cannot still be under PFN. Some people believe that before we are united, we must. Nigeria Christian International, that is the only body. Before we are united, it will never happen. Did you hear what I say? It will what? In case God, you show in a vision, God told you are called to do that. It's not God that appeared to you. Under one body. It doesn't matter the body belong, if you belong to or the Roman Catholic Church. Once it is a Christian faith, we are together. We must not be under the same body. Do you know what I'm talking about? Must not be under CAN. All of us must not be under PFN. But the fact that you belong to a body, you are part of us. Do you know what I'm talking about? So remove that mindset again. Mouth. Have one leader, it will never happen. All of us cannot be under science. Is this true? Can all of us be science students? PFM means Pentecostal. Pentecostal believe in speaking in tongues. CAN is mostly the Orthodox churches. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. Imagine putting them in the same class. And you come for me, To a Pentecostal, if you don't shamalanda garaba gada, the meeting is not complete. It's not true. To a Pentecostal, you must speak in tongues. But to the Orthodox church, my home church, my father's church, it is a crime for the pastor to talk about speaking in tongues on the altar. True life story. One day, and then continue his preaching. Yes. To make sure it is not allowed. I was invited to preach in one Equa church here. And if he's still here, Pastor Richard, I prayed, Lord, give me safe control. 15 minutes into the sermon, I didn't know when I already said something in tongues. I said, God help me. I apologize. The person said, I'll continue, I can flow. Hallelujah. I punctuated a statement with tongues. Kabbalagayagada, something like that. I said, Jesus Christ. I remember Apostle Aaron may say that he was invited to preach in church and they gave him ground rules. The first rule is don't move on the stage like this, the way I'm moving like this. In our church, you stay in one place. You stay here. No. Stay on the altar. Some people, the altar is even to this side. Barricading you there, you are there for life. They stay there. They told him, this one you speak in tongues every time. Don't say that. Don't say it. That is the grand rule they gave him. Say, this one you pray for people to fall down. No, don't be led. So don't be led to pray on anybody. He said that he started preaching. Gradually he rails a song. And then he said, hey, so you're happy. He told him mentally, play this song. After a while, including the man that invited him was on the floor. See, the next day, the church elders called a panel and arrested the person that invited him. Who did you bring to our church? Yeah. See, we cannot. You see, can you imagine putting Apostle Arome in Khan and say he's part of Khan? That will be commotion. We must not be under umbrella. You must understand that. All of us cannot attend Redeem. All of us cannot attend Living Faith. All of us cannot MFM. Some people don't believe in fire, die. Some people don't believe that. Well, leave your ancestors alone. You know, I face a situation where two people are in a relationship and then one is from an MFM church that believes demons are everywhere. When your slippers, when you keep your slippers here in the morning, you see somewhere else a demon moved it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Nowadays, there are churches that don't believe demons exist. How do you know that? You know, that they don't believe demons exist. No matter what, no, I am free in Christ. Generational causes are not real. Two of them are in a relationship. You see, that is what Allah has happened. One problem to another, myself is even tiring me. That mindset is changed. They can never be the same. Because I wake up in the morning and say, one gecko in the room. Start up, let's pray. See, demons, they came for us. Then we say, nothing has happened now. You see? So what the first misconception is what? The first misconception is what? We are all equal. Do you not agree we are not all equal? Do you agree? Number two is what? You understand now, agree that we must not all be similar. We must not all be one. We must not do things the same way. Everybody church must not be wearing choir robe. Do you believe that? If your choir is not singing to Remi Vasolatito, they are not choir. How many some people believe that? Do you know that at all? So if your choir is not singing classical to Remi Hallelujah. Your choir is not a spiritual choir. How can you be singing a whole gym like I'm moving up and down? You know, I did go all the two choirs. I did classicals. And I know, say, no classicals. To Remi Vasolatito, yes. So people don't wake, must not be unit. Number three is what? We must not be the same privileges. We must not be what? Accorded the same privilege. Number four was what? We must not be under the same umbrella. Now, if you understand these four things, then we can understand that unity is possible. Now, there are basic mindsets you need to understand before you understand unity. The first thing you need to get now is that we must understand that we have the same leader, but we have different instructions. The same leader, but what? John chapter 21 from verse 23 to 24. All of us have the same leader, but we all have different instructions. Praise God. John 21, verse 23 to 24. Then when this saying are brought among the brethren. Now, Peter was saying, what about John? What do you say about him? Jesus Christ said, he may live. What is your own business? Face your front. Is that true? How many of you know what God told Bishop Oyedepo when they call him to ministry? How many of you are know? You don't know? He said, God has called me to liberate the world via the preaching of faith. That is what God told him when he called him. What did God do to the WF Kumi when he called him? Transform the world by the word of the void faith by teaching them holiness. Is that not true? What did God do to the Paul Angel when he called him? To change destinies, restoration of but changing of people. Called destiny conversion. That's mere conversion. What did God do, Akimui, the founder of redeeming? What did God tell me? Our instructions were not the same. He went to mountain of fire, he believed that God has called him to the deliverance ministry. So 30% or 70% of his sermon is, there is somebody here suffering from household witchcraft. Now, Kapaya Gada, die! That is his instruction. Your own is to preach when you go to live in faith. Try it. And then people fall down. Then ushers in mountain of fire will come and carry them and take them to deliverance room 2. They have special room for deliverance. Is that true? In case you fail that in church, that means you are saying symptoms of demonology. We have prayer warriors waiting for you. They will carry you to an assign you to one. Everybody has one. Hallelujah. And then the demon must go. You see, that is their calling. Go to living faith and fall down and see. You are totally on your own. No usher will carry you. Is it true? Ah, yes. If you fall down in living faith, you are on your own. Because the instruction is have is the word of God, is the word. They don't like people falling down. You fall down, you are on your own. Do you understand that? Now, will somebody living faith be insulted in mountain of fire? The instruction is not the same. Come on, are you understanding what I'm saying at all? Our instruction is not the same. What God told this man of God is not what he told any another person. Remember this day I said that the reason people are like this is so that other people will. I have had testimonies of somebody living from Dunamis and getting healed in living faith. I said, member of Dunamis, and then he returned back. I heard somebody of a living in Lagos coming to Abuja and receiving healing. He went back to living faith. Now, why God didn't God heal him there? See, that you cannot understand because there are things that you must have to have. Or there are people that are gifted for the fruit of the womb. You will have it. How do you know that? Are you aware at all? But you will say because it's in my church, you will die of barrenness. Go there and remove your baby and come back to your church in peace. Is that not true? Yes. Understand that because our instructions are not the same, we will not do the same. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Chris is known for evangelism very, very well. How many of you have ever gone to redeem? You redeem go for crusade, but once in a while. Is that not true? Is that true? Am I lying? Is it true? Yes. But you know of total experience in Lagos. How many of you know total experience in Lagos? Pastor Chris. When he jammed the stadium times 3. They are known for crusade every time. Because his instruction is also a for the world, for evangelize the world. So you will not be condemning other pastors that are not going because that is not their instructions. Do you understand me, guys? God instructed Bishop Oyedepo to build school, invest into academic. Bishop Oyedepo. Even faith church doesn't have a TV channel. Do you know that? They don't have a TV channel as big as they are. Is it because they cannot afford it? No, but his instruction is invest in schools. That is why he has built 3 universities and still building more. Embassy has the biggest tele-evangelist network. Because he was called into the evangelistic TV ministry. His instruction is different from Bishop Oyedepo. Praise God. Number 2 we want to understand is we must understand that it is the same God, but men are wired differently. Say wired. Say wired. We are differently. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 18. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 18. We are wired differently. Wired differently. But now has God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. There is a tribe of Israel that are wired for leadership. Which tribe is that? And the tribe of Israel that are wired, which tribe is that? What? Judah, right? Everybody from the tribe of Judah is wired for leadership. Bible says the scepter will never depart from the tribe of Judah until Shiloh comes. True, right? Even Jesus Christ had to come from that lineage. There's a tribe in Israel that have great discernment. They can look at the season and know what Israel are supposed to do. Which tribe is that? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 32. The Bible says the tribe of Issachar are men of understanding that will understand the season. And their Israel were at their command. The tribe of Benjamin, women, the Bible says that they could wire a slim shot as a hair. When you remove the hair of a lady, one, and look at a Benjamin and say, use your left hand and shoot a stone to hit it. The Bible says they can shoot it and never miss. Our wiring is not the same. When Minister Payo sing, his wiring is different from Moyo. Moyo is wired differently from Adeola. Do you understand me now? All of us, you must understand that. Not everybody will be like the Pope. Santaria Mananda Kobayanda, Kida Bayolaba, you know that Latin thing they do say. Not everybody will be like that. Nobody will be like Apostle Selman singing and worshipping. Is that not true? Nobody sings like Apostle Selman. That is all class all by himself. Nobody will be like Apostle Arome, Kamayalama Namayada, talking about consecration every time. Nobody will be like that. Talking about English, alignment, complexity, you know what I'm talking about? You need to be educated to listen to this message. You know, after you have finished listening, what is this might really say? Kingdom up, you will, three sentences are there, you will not understand what he said. You have to be educated. Not everybody will be like him. Nobody will be simple like other people. All of us are wired. This is the way I'm wired. If you say I should be preaching sheepishly, I will not be able to be effective. I will feel like I'm under pressure. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. So you must understand that. Number three, we must understand that it is same God but variety of trials. How do you get that? 12 verse 14. And then Matthew 11, 18. Different styles. Some churches have the what we call annual convention. Is that not true? Some people have what we call annual meeting. Some people have conferences. Some people have seminar. Some people have confession. Some people have symposium. Some people have what? ODDGD or association meeting. Some people have what? Different styles. Some churches have women fellowship, choir. People have Yeah, Women Association. Come on, isn't that true? Isn't that true? But there are churches that don't have any of them. Because that is not their style. There are churches that don't have deacons. They only have pastors and associate pastors. Some people only have, like our church now. Like my father's in the Lord Church, Dr. Paul Eleche. You can only have one pastor. Every other person is a minister. Do you understand? No matter the oil on your head, you are a minister. You can only have one pastor in one branch. If you go to the local church center now, if you say you are looking for a pastor, you are looking for only the head person. All the rest are ministers. If they want to be pastor, they have to be sent to another branch. That is their style. Are we together? Yes. And then you must be able to ask, if you are not okay with their style, leave the church. The child of deeper life is you must not wear trousers. That is their style. If you are here, if you are here, you must cover your ear. It's their style. And if you are there, you must be in their style. If you don't want their style, what will you do? You leave. But you will be foolish and rebellious to say, I will be there and I will not do what they want to do. You are wrong. You are what? Wrong. Praise God. So you must understand that we have different styles. Because if you don't understand different styles, you must say that all of us must be, you must, the order of service must be opening prayer, praise and worship, choir ministration, intercessory prayer, announcement. We don't have announcement in this church. Is that not true? I just give the announcement. If there's any announcement, then we continue. It's not true. Have you ever come for any Sunday service and say, secretary, stand for announcement? He's a secretary. Has he ever even come here for announcement once? But the secretary of the church. It's our style here. Secretary, come on. Now, if you're here, like, we have a letter to read. At the time, I give you an announcement. No, I'm letting my father and the Lord to put an answer. If there's any announcement, they put it on screen or he gives and then we continue, we flow. Is that not true? Yes. Sat down and listened to the announcement for 50 minutes before in my church. 50! And then when the pastor came to preach, our time has gone, so I have to be fast. And then I'm this lady has brought a letter of wedding. And then the person will read the letter. You have not seen something. I told you 15 minutes. The preaching was 35 minutes. It's not end time. No, it's just their style. Hallelujah. No, be careful about that statement. Praise God. It's not the end time. Praise God. It is their style. And I don't have a problem with it. Do you understand me? I don't have what? A problem with it. That is their style. And if I'm there, I must float with their style. You cannot come to Shekinah and Culture Center and say, because you came from Green Grass International Fire Ministry, this is the way you do it. Shekinah and Culture Center must do it like that. No, you are there. Our style is like this. When you come, you flow, or that is the door. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is our style. Choir is before the man of God. Some people after choir, they will sit down and then they'll come and do choir ministry. You don't know. I don't know which church you people are from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all have different styles. Some people way of feeling is lift up your hands, hand on your forehead, shout fire, and then people get healed. Is that not true? Some people's style is worship as they are healed. Some people's style is prayer. As they are praying, people are getting healed. Understand what I'm talking about? Mountain of fire is prayer, three of us. They don't worship. In fact, drum is not allowed in the headquarter. Hope you know. Are you aware at all? You don't know? Okay, now I'm telling you. You only have branches because the headquarter. No, this this local has physical manual. You doubt it after service, walk there and see. They have it physical. Yes. Came last year with dedication. The day he came, the drum was not there. But I've gone for that program twice and there was drum. Red. Yes. That's their style. Now we now say because you're not okay with it. It's praying, people are getting healed. That's their style. But when you come to Dunamis, first of all, you are so. Yes. The point is that we worship, and then carry his saxophone. Woo! Play. After that, sit down. You're right, and put on your hands and shout fire, and then people are like, that is his style. You're not okay with that, you're not. Because as the word of God is coming now, you are here. That is his style. Your problem is whether it's paradol or paradol. Let it go. Is that your own? Is that not your own? The style doesn't matter. It's the result that what matter. If yes, prayer, kukuma, join and pray. If yes, worship, it does say, Jesus. You know, one day, in our newcomers form, we have a slip that people feel. And then, what are your expectations, or your prayer request or observation, something like that. One of the Sundays, somebody wrote, you don't pray much in the church because our intercessory prayer is 10 minutes. So in the hour of 2 hours, 30 minutes, we'll pray for 30 minutes. Oh, the person expects when he came, we should pray to pray. Maybe the person from MFM or something like that. We should pray for 30 minutes. Our style here is amazing. It's 2 hours. Praise God. That is our style. You are not okay. You are on your own. So you must appreciate that there are different styles. All together? There are different styles. And then you must, if you go to the Roman Catholic, Mass is 30 minutes. Is not true? Are you ever been to the Roman Catholic church? My sister married the Roman Catholic. I've been there. Mass is 30 minutes. The man just come and read his style. Read it and then. We are gone. I'm telling you, we are gone. That's why Igbo boys like morning mass. Chukwudi, you know they go to, don't go to morning mass. 6 to 6:30 is back. But do you have a problem with that? Don't have a problem because that is their style. That is what? Their style. And you have to be okay. And that is the style that have kept them for years. They have been there for what? Years with 30 minute mass. Your church that has started after 20 years no longer arrive. But the Roman Catholic Church has started and for. If you go to anywhere in the world, some of the biggest churches till today are the Roman Catholic Churches. Anywhere. When I went to Abuja, I could not believe the membership. Overflow. They overflow, my brother. We stood outside for second service. I said, Jesus Christ. And we entered 30 minutes, we are out. That is their style. And you must be okay with it. Praise God. So I'm teaching you to learn to appreciate different styles. Praise God. Appreciate what? Don't have a problem with their style. It's their different uniqueness. Number four, we must understand that there are multiple ways of doing the right thing or achieving what? The same result. There are what? Multiple ways of achieving the same result. In Acts 7 verse 2, the Bible says, Apostle Paul reasoning with them about scripture. In Acts 8 verse 29, called, disappeared to Philip and he appeared to him and began to preach. There are many ways of saying the same thing. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. There are many ways of doing the what? The writing. There are many ways of casting a demon out. Cast a demon out by praying. You can cast a demon out by worshipping. You can cast a demon out by declaring and confessing the word. Hope you know that. You can cast a demon by fasting. You can cast a demon out by a change of character. All of them are different styles but the same result. So appreciate that there are different ways of what? Doing the same thing. There are what? Different ways of doing the same thing. Number five, we must understand that we are not all equal, but we are uniquely gifted. We are not all equally gifted, but we are what? Uniquely gifted. What I mean is some people have 5 talents, some people have 2, some people have 1. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. We are not all equally gifted. And then finally, we must identify our place and then decide to be effective there. If you are a follower, decide to be a follower. Hallelujah. If you are a follower, what? Decide to be. Today I was praying to God. I said, Lord, I was mentioning the name of certain ministries. Pastor, I said, Lord, Father, give me somebody like Bishop Abioye. Abioye told Bishop Oyedepo, I am called to serve you. I don't want to start another church. I'm called to serve you. And he served him until tomorrow he's serving him. Is he impactful? If Abioye is not in the world, you know him in the whole world. Must he have to start a church? He's calling him to serve. And he's serving Bishop Abioye. I don't advise him to start his church. But he has never called him to serve. And he remained there. You know Pastor Tom Omanike of Christ Embassy? How many of you know him? Pastor Tom, yes. Called to serve Pastor Chris. And he has served him faithfully till today. Dakor Mis has a faithful role. His name is Bishop E.A. Saki. Dakor Mis said, you go back and start an evangelical. He said, Bishop, I don't want to go anywhere. My calling is to serve you. And I'm staying here faithfully. Hallelujah. Praise God. Know your place and God has called you to start a church. Start a church. If God has never called you to start a church, don't start one. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If God has called you to be a backup singer, don't want to lead the vocals. I pray God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So the first thing we must understand that what we have leader, different instruction. We have the same God, but what? Men are differently. We have the same God. But we are what? Doing the same thing. We are really equally gifted, and then we must understand our place. I will give you some benefits of unity. The first benefit is that we achieve our goal easily, faster, and cheaper. We achieve our code word easily, faster, and cheaper. In Ecclesiastes 4 from verse 9 to 10. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 to 10. The Bible says two are better than one. Is that not true? because they will have a reward for their labor. If I order goods from Lagos, and then you order goods from Lagos, and together, and put our goods in the same place, the money I will pay for Webill and the one you will pay for Webill, when we join them, it will be less. Is it true? If you come together and you want to do a project, and then you bring a resource, you bring mine, the cost of production will reduce. The more united we are, you discover that the cost usually reduces. If the whole church, say we are having a crusade in Lokoja, and then the whole church come together, we may not need to rent chairs, because there are enough chairs around, everybody will bring his chairs. We may not need to rent sound system, because we have enough classic sound system in Lokoja. We may not need security. We have enough protocol in all the churches. You see that the cost of that crusade will drastically be low. Come back, Abba. Hallelujah. Everything becomes easier, faster, and cheaper. Number two, synergy increases efficiency. You know what is synergy? Coming together, the efficiency will increase. Hallelujah. It will increase. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 7, when the men of David fought, they fought with their men. And because of that, there was increase. Hallelujah. Energy, synergy will become undefeatable, unbreakable. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says a threefold cord cannot be broken. I know that when I'm married, this ministry cannot be the same. Help me know that. It's not, I don't have to pray about that. It's like, it must change. Once I know that it's a wife that must be in service, at least I'm sure of God. Do you understand that? At least I am sure we have one permanent member apart from myself. So at least there's somebody that will do praise and worship in case somebody's not around. That's the truth. You become a team. I learned from my father in the Lord of the Paul and I said the power of teamwork. See, anytime you want to pray, you and they pray together. There is one agreement when a husband and wife agree. They become unpenetrable, even by in-laws and mollus. Is that not true? Most marriages that fail because of in-laws, because the husband and wife, they are not one. Talk behind his back, and then they. When they talk, they come and what, this is what they said. So what do we do? This is the way praise God. So unity will make us undefeatable. Once you hear that this pastor is being arrested, you go online and back him up. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Yes, when Bishop Oyedepo was being insulted by one vagabond, that is the word they use. A non-entity, an inconsequential, unsynonymous, unphenomenal, infinitesimal dot of a human being. Hallelujah. Insulting Bishop Oyedepo and calling me a bald-headed human being. Unchecked. Not white. Insulted that they are dead. Not by style. He insulted them by name. He will call his name. This is Oyedepo Adebo by name, by their first name. And then put a video clip of what they said and begin insulting them. The whole church was, he has been doing that for over 4 years now. 4 years. How many of you know the person? Don't mention the name. Who knows the person I'm talking about? That he's doing it for over 4 years on media. He said he has called the delivery church. He was the one that started the talk that you should not start stop being tight. And the whole world, all Nigeria was under turmoil in 2019. That same guy. No, September. That Pastor David Ibiomi saw the video first. Oh. And then he came on stage and warned him. If you ever insult Bishop Oyedepo again in your life, you are locked up in prison, number one. Secondly, is you will regret that. After he finished, the whole media was on news. Well, pastor said that. Well, the pastor said that. Well, the pastor said that. And then I video that gave me, I didn't feel like eating that. When Dr. Paul came outside, did a 10-15 minute video. So first of all, they said this. First of all, the statement is correct. He gave a warning. What did your pastor David said? I said, he's a mad dog. Emphasis. When he said that, you know, you're not voice. Imagine another pastor, Dr. Apostle Joseph Suleiman, came up again and said, we are giving you warning. A woman born, you say it again. Every blogger will be quiet. That's true. Every blogger will come under self-control. The guy came out and apologized, didn't he? He apologized. Then, be careful. Because they spoken. I was getting. You come on the table. You thought that the devil, you have touched me. That is me. Nobody in my circle can affect any man of God that I know. Because if man of God is a matter of time, you insult me. It's not true. If I am there and you are insulting Pastor, you are insulting Bishop Abioye, Pastor David, Oyedepo, compare me to Bishop Oyedepo. I am ratio 1 to 1 billion. If you are insulting somebody like that, who am I? Once I leave your presence, they look at him. He's even one of them as I'm telling him this thing. That's the truth. Hallelujah. So we become undefeatable when you want. You, Pastor, building for Toyibo, you have touched me. During his scandal, I don't care whether he was right or wrong. I don't submit a crime whether he was doing it. That is a different case together. But don't insult the church. Is that not true? Don't what? Insult the church. Hallelujah. Number you need fights the result. Hallelujah. Like I said yesterday, if you want to sweep, you remove one room, you'll never be able to sweep. Is that not true? You must have to bring them together and tie it together. Praise God. Is that true? Okay, writing. Is it true? The fingers, you may not be able to. Can you play the keyboard? Yes, I've seen somebody play the keyboard with two fingers. But you know, as if he has five fingers. To play a chord, you need three fingers. You need one, two, three. To play a chord. True? That means you will not be able to, in fact, to play a full chord. Four fingers. So that this will start the starting chord until it will start the ending chord. True? Is it true? Me? Yes. Your chord, your chord is fuller. When you play that, we are fuller chord when you are able to, if you are playing a do chord, the first finger must start from do. That must start with the next octave of do. Then you have a full do chord, do sound. But when you play a minor do, it will still be do, but the sound will not be full. It will not be rich. It will affect your sounds. Do you understand, guys? Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a classical choir? One soprano. The soprano is good, but he's alone. But when we have a group of sopranos, a group of altos, and a group of tenors, and a group of bass, that choir, you know, true? That choir is not the same. That choir is not the same. So, I have disciples in Lokoja, and that church here, we have a lot of 50 disciples after a while. Very soon the whole town will calm down. Is that not true? Very soon the whole town will calm down. Everywhere now there are gunshots. Somebody was telling me in zone A, somebody was robbed at gunpoint. Phase 2 here, somebody was robbed at gunpoint. Everywhere people are being robbed at gunpoint. Let's imagine all those guys that are disciples. Everything will calm down. Praise God. What are the causes of division in the church? Are you tired already? Are you tired? Hallelujah. Can you stand up? Can you stand up? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you can take your seat. Praise God. Now, praise God. We are rounding up now. We are rounding up. Praise God. We are rounding up. Number, what are the causes of division and disunity? The first cause is what we call tribalism. What? Tribalism, ethnicity, and cultural biasness. Tribalism, ethnicity, and cultural biasness. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 12. Chapter 20, verse 1. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. What does it say? And in those days, when the number of the disciples was much, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians. And again, now the Greek is a tribe. Why do you know that? And the Hebrew is another tribe. Tribal problem. How many of you have noticed in Christ in tribal song? How many of you have noticed it? Why? It will solve problems like this. Tribalism. There are churches you go, it's only Igbo guys. I could remember when one great man of God from Lagos came for a crusade in stadium. When I went there, only Igbo people were there. And they were born, this was only Igbo people. I think I was there with Kate, yes. Only Igbo people. I was like, I said, you only Igbo. Tell us where you go to, it's only Yorubas. Only Yorubas. When you come there, at the top leadership position, you will not find another tribe. Is that not true? Under pressure, Kogi State, the problem of Kogi State is tribalism. Tribalism. Once you're not from this particular tribe, forget it. That is why the people that voted our governor from their side, they don't like him. But because he's our own, we will vote him. Is that not true? Whether the person is a demon, you vote him because he's our own. I never come to Jesus because I'm from the north. Well, you know that. If I was their tribe, they would come. But because of my tribe. So see that? The director is Yoruba, and the sister is Yoruba. An Igbo man or a Igala person or an Ibira person will start feeling marginalized. And because of that, division will start coming in. You know what I'm talking about? Let your mind be bigger than your tribe. Praise God. Let your mind be what? Big. The person is not Yoruba. I want my daughter to marry a Yoruba person. You must marry a Yoruba person or not. People that marry Yoruba from the same clan, from the same oku, from the same village. How is their marriage? They still carry issue and pursuing themselves in the house. Fighting. Is that not true? Or David Abiy may say that when he wanted to marry, his mother said that no, he must marry. He said, you and my father. See the way you are fighting. And all of them from the same village, the same clan. Is it the way? So he said, I'm not marrying. And then he marries his wife. Peace. And he had a peace. It's not. You can marry your fellow tribe and the mentality will take you to village. Praise God. Grow above tribe. No matter the language of the pastor, so long as he has what you need, stay there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Stay what? Stay there. Number two cause is injustice and abuse of laid down rules and system. It's the reason why we have disloyalty and we have disunity. 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 21. When people are not treated, they are not accorded justice. Praise God. There will be disunity. Mint and prof. Listen, I'm always buying coke for mint. Every time I meet Mint, I'm buying coke for him. But when I see prof, I'm always broke. I don't want to buy prof anytime. After a while, how do you think prof will feel? You feel marginalized. Is that not true? He will feel marginalized. And then after a while, his heart will begin to close towards me. So when he will do a crime and I'll punish him, and then me will do the same crime and I'll forgive him, how do you think he will feel? After a while, there will be disunity. There will be a looter in the camp. So everybody must be treated equally by leaders. Praise God. Everybody was what? You know, I was complimenting one time. I was telling him about the choir. Yeah, like, all the choir guys are good. But it has a way of, you see that this person leads opening prayer, praise and worship today. This person takes the choir administration. Another Sunday, this person will take this person. He has a way of mixing everybody. And everybody has a fear touch of the administration. That is the way it should be. Is that not true? Yes. So when there is injustice by leaders, there will be disunity. After a while, if I'm a leader, and then somebody just come from the north, and then I make him the secretary of the church. Somebody just came from the north, and I make him the treasurer. Somebody just came from the north. After a while, Habba, there'll be a problem. Is that not true? People have been dealing with me for long. Habba, it will not work. So we have rule. First come, first. That is the rule in this church. Once we start having staff and they're under salary, no matter what, let your head be bringing fire. You can never earn more than mint. This is under salary. You can't. No matter what you are doing, you can never. I'm telling you that's the truth. See what I'm saying is that, so that when I start changing tomorrow, you will know I'm a liar. That is, anybody that comes, no, wait, I'm not using an example. Why are you? Anybody that comes behind have to come under. Nobody will come and say, because this person has a thunder, fire, volcanic voice. Now I'm putting him above somebody that's been here for long. It's not possible. If I do that, after a while, there'll be disunity. Is that not true? Yes. The upcoming ones cannot come and replace those that have been here before. You know what I'm talking about? Come as a youngster and say you can sing better than Moyo. You have a celestial. Your voice is like the voice of Lucifer when he has not backslided. When you sing, the cheers vibrate. When you are here, you are behind Moyo. Just forget it. So long as Moyo is here, you're right behind her. Because here before you. If as a leader, when the customer comes in, I say, okay, please give that person. You have to fall in line. If not, after a while, there will be chaos. Is that not true, guys? See, you are leaders. I'm giving you wisdom keys. Anybody coming behind, she'll fall in line. Apostle Adam said, when he married his wife, and she came to the church, she has not been to the church before. You have to join your queue. She grew in the rank. He did not make her because he's Jesus' wife next Sunday. She's not. She grew. I heard it from his mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, my fiancée is not like that. She has been with us. Say amen. Number three reason. Number three reason why we have cause of division is mismanaged increase. When a number increase and they are not able to be managed, there will be a problem. How do you get that? By the time we have 50 people, if you cannot manage them, there are some things that will never happen in this church. Very soon we'll stop singing tribal songs. Very soon. Hallelujah. We will never have tribal association. Ekanka Women of Okun, Okun Women Association of Shekinah Encounter Center. Ibra Women Leader. Igala Moderator, Igala. You can never happen in this church. Hallelujah. Everybody, we are all one. Nobody speaks tribal in church. Nobody speaks his language. People like everything Yoruba. Morning Yoruba. You can never even pray at Yoruba. They cannot. That's the problem, Yoruba guys. No, it's not true. Are you guys not true? Yoruba people for you every time. And they know there's something about speaking your language. And nobody is suspecting you. Then good morning, and the person may be thinking I say his father. It's true. Is that not true? Ah, fool me, Laura. The person will say they're insulting his mother. Look at him, insulting my mother. The way his mouth is moving, I know it's my mother is insulting. That's why you must be able to put certain rules when you have increase. How do you get that? When you mismanage increase, you have disunity. And then self-visions. People have selfish ambition. After a while, somebody will say, he's supposed to be part of the church. Somebody has called me to start my ministry. Shekinah Encounter Forum Center. That's what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. Selfish personal ambitions. People are under influence. Some people are ignorant. Hallelujah. And some people, because of offenses, they have this. Praise the Lord. How many of you understand why we must be united? Do you understand why we must be united? Do you understand mindset behind why we must be united? How we must be united? How many of you learned something this evening? You really learned something. How many of you will effect the change? You will change. Praise the Lord. Are we one? Say we are one. Like all of them came out in answers. Say we are one. We are what? We are one. Hallelujah. I want to pray for us. Can you be on our feet? First of all, let's thank God for His word and say, Father, we thank you.
Thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Begin to pray and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. How many of you have ever been a part of this unity before? I want you to repent. In case you have been part of any form of disunity, tell God you are sorry. Tell God you are sorry. And say, Lord, I have learned. We must not all be the same. I've learned, Lord, give me the grace. Can you play, I need you, you need me, we all are part of God's body. Can you say, Father, Lord, I repent. I repent. Help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Hallelujah. Now, I wanted to pray for you, but remember, we have impartation service in the conference. And don't forget, tomorrow, 9 a.m. and then in the evening. Please, those that are not around today, invite them all together. Come, I remember, I thank Ben. Thank you for bringing this guy. Hallelujah. All of us, come with somebody tomorrow all together. Those that are not here, remind them, why are they not here? Ask them. If they don't have transport, we'll pay for their transport. Let everybody be around tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last evening session. So let everybody be around in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we have some people from another church. Banker Jacob, hallelujah. And they say Banker Jacob is from another church. Kate is from Dunamis, the Gospel Center. Some of us from different churches. But can you hold the hand of your neighbor? We are all one. We are all one. Can we sing, I need you. You need me. Do you know that song? We all are part of God. Yes, Moyo, let's sing. Stand with me. Yes. Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. I need you. You need me. Yeah. We all are part of God's body. Stand with me. Stand with me. Agree with me. Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied.
Yes,
you are important to me. I need you to survive.
You are important to me.
I need you to survive.
Hallelujah. Can you pray with your neighbor? I say, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against disunity. I come against disunity. We come against disunity of the church. We come against disunity of the brethren. We come against disunity. Hold your hands and pray. Yes, you can see. Let the rest of us, let's pray. Father, we come against disunity. We come against disunity. In the name of Jesus. We come against disunity. We come against disunity. We come against disunity. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We'll be praying for the Lord for the church in Nigeria. We ask the Lord to unite us in the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray? I say, Father Lord, unite the church in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, unite the church in Nigeria. Unite us. Hey. Unite us in the name of Jesus. Hey. I pray for you.
You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth.
Yes,
I need you to survive. It is in you that every need will supply. You are
important to me. Can you? I want to pray for you now. In case you have any desire, any expectation, in case you have any pain, you can put your hand, or you can put your hand on your forehead as I pray over you. You came here, you must live with something. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over your sons and your daughters. I decree that anyone facing any challenge in any part of their body, in the name of Jesus, that part is healed. In the name of Jesus, I speak to yourselves. I speak to the tissue in your body. Right now, the hand of God is touching you. Jesus, in case your mind is confused, your mind is receiving direction right now. A door is opening up to you, a door of favor. Father, I decree that your hand come upon everyone in this service.
Let the word of God you have heard produce a testimony in the name of Jesus. Everybody you came to this service with, as you leave the drop of your life, you are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every challenge in your life, I bring an end to it by the anointing. You will testify.